Welcome back to the Roundtable. Today's listener essay comes to us from Debbie Slack.
Last December, when we visited the Hemlock Hill Tree Farm, I discovered more than hills of evergreens beneath a canopy of blue skies. I found the true spirit of Christmas. It was a cold, crisp New England day where everything was bright. My husband Bob, our daughter Sarah, her boyfriend Brandon, and I searched the hills looking for the perfect tree. But the colder we got, the more our enthusiasm drained. No tree felt just right. Only Maggie, our black Labrador, with her tail wagging as she darted back and forth, seemed content. Eventually, we went to find BJ and his pre-cut tree secretly hidden behind the trailer. Every year, we add another bee to BJ's story. When we first met, he was helping on his family farm and dating a sweet girl. The following year, he was attending the police academy. Then he was getting married. Next, he was honored with a Hero Award for jumping into the river and rescuing someone from a car. Then his wife was pregnant, and this year I was looking forward to hearing about their new baby son. However, as he dug through the huge trees all wrapped and encased in a layer of ice, searching for our golden tree, he hollered over his shoulder, "This year's been hard." My dad had a stroke 2 weeks ago. They didn't diagnose it as a stroke until 21 hours later and told him he missed the window for an amazing drug, TPA. My eyes teared up. I couldn't help it. My mom, my sweet, strong, amazing mom, also had a major stroke earlier in the year. And thanks to our loving and quick-thinking dad and the wonderful ER doctor, Mom got that miracle drug within the 3-hour window. As Mom quickly recovered, the hospital staff called her the miracle patient. BJ added, "My dad is slowly improving. He's walking with a cane, undergoing physical therapy, and he's relieved when a family member drives him over to the farm and he sees the families walking among his trees." Later, BJ's mom explained to me, BJ took a family medical leave of absence from the police force, and with 7,000 trees to take care of and the farm to run, he's been our saving angel. I don't know what we would have done without him. When the farm finally closes late Christmas Eve night, his excused leave will be up, so BJ will immediately return to the police station, missing his babe's first Christmas. But BJ never complained, and when he turned and said, "Here it is, your golden tree," I would have bought anything. But through my tears, this full tree, sparkling with the ice glistened in sunlight, appeared golden. It was lovely, but suddenly seemed more beautiful because BJ was smiling, holding it up and offering it to us. To some, going to a tree farm is just buying a tree, but for me, it's a story about sacrifice, love, giving, and hope. When the tree stood in our family room, unadorned except for the lights, it was the most beautiful tree we ever had. I kept thinking of BJ. I needed to bring him a gift. I stopped by Margaret's Country Shop, a place of wonder lost to most within a modern world of chain stores. Her spirit is reflected in her store, aglow with little white lights, Christmas carols, angels, and antiques. Among the treasures, I found a black lantern containing a smiling Santa Claus carrying his sack. But instead of delivering toys, this Santa sack was filled with a tiny Christmas tree. It was meant for BJ. I returned to the empty farm, and who was standing inside the gate? BJ and his helper Dave with his dog. He asked, "So is it the perfect tree?" "Yes," I replied. "I knew it," he said. I reached in the car and grabbed the package. "How's your dad doing?" I asked. "Better. He walks the farm and he doesn't use the cane. He's going to be all right." He smiled, big and large as the endless blue sky. I gave him the gift and he gave me a hug. "Merry Christmas," he said, and I knew he truly meant it. I wish you could all visit the tree farm and meet BJ, but I told him before I drove away that I was going to write about him, and he hollered back, "What about Dave and the dog?" I promised to include them too.
Debbie Slack is a writer from Tolland, Connecticut, where she lives with her husband Bob, their daughter Sarah, and their black lab, Maggie. If you have an essay you'd like to read on the Roundtable, email me, Sarah LaDuke, at sleduke@wamc.org. That's SLADUKE at WAMC.org.